An 80-year friendship is a beautiful testimony of one of life's most rewarding and enjoyable connections. Local best friends Shelby Mixon Rogers and Shelby Griffith Williford are true examples. Their relationship began in 1944, when both attended second grade at Portal Elementary School in Portal, Georgia. Griffith Williford's family relocated back to Portal around that time, and she found herself joining the Shelbys. Then there were three, Rocker, Mixon, and Griffith. They were identified by these last names in school, and they were inseparable. This magnetic friendship began in that small country town, with the friends all living within a short radius of each other. Enjoying friendship, encouragement, and being a consistent source of love, support, and joy, they were not just friends but family, sharing adventures and memories. This 80-year friendship is a shining example of two people who supported each other through elementary, high school, college, marriage, and family, and created a lifelong bond into their golden years. Andrew Gold, singer and songwriter, wrote the theme song for the NBC sitcom, The Golden Girls. Mixon's niece, Stephanie Brabham, laughed, "The Shelbys are what that sitcom was about, women who shared life together, ups and downs, goods and bad, and now can stand and tell the story." Rogers and Williford exemplify the well-known lines from the song, "Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant." About the pals, Shelby Mixon Rogers was born August 17, 1937, in Statesboro, Georgia, to Daniel Sebrin, Doc Mixon, and Jincy Catherine Marsh Mixon, as the youngest of seven siblings. The Mixon family was large, usually having 75-plus at the Big House, Granddaddy Doc's, for Thanksgiving. Brabham shared a family quote, "We don't have in-laws, we just have family." Rogers graduated from Portal High School, attended Georgia Southern University, majoring in English with a minor in speech education. Dedicated to education, she was a classroom teacher of English, grammar, and literature and served as headmistress at Bullock Academy. She married Gene Rogers, 50-plus years, and is the proud mother of one son, Destry. "My Aunt Sheb is the most loving, caring, smartest person I have ever known. A rock in our family, any niece or nephew would tell you, the one in the room is her favorite," smiled Brabham. Shelby Griffith Williford was born September 30, 1937, in Portal, Georgia. Shelby had one sister, and her father was a barber and mother was a beautician. A proud graduate of Portal High School, Williford attended Georgia Southern University and became a bookkeeper retiring from Bullock County Schools Food Service. She married R.V. Williford, 50 years, raised five children, 11 grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren. Williford has a deep love for music, singing, and playing the piano, organ, and auto harp, and a passion for Bible studies. Family stories recall her ability to play the piano while balancing two babies on her back, one on her neck, and one at her feet, a testament to her multitasking abilities. Angela, her daughter, shared, "My mama is amazing. A perfect example of a godly woman found in Proverbs. She is hands-on, wears many hats, and always puts family first. She loves unconditionally, has a big heart for family and friends. A strong woman, I am blessed to call her my mama," Shelby Rogers, left, and Shelby Williford, right. Friends forever. Rogers and Williford say keeping a friendship strong for 80 years takes trust and loyalty. "Our families had the same values," Williford added, emphasizing their bond was built on acceptance, confidentiality, faith, understanding, forgiveness, and avoiding jealousy. Rogers added that true friendship means being sensitive to each other's needs, staying in touch, and enjoying family interactions. "Avoid giving unsolicited advice, do not be easily offended, and accept each other's strengths and flaws." Rogers added, "Always be there for each other, make your love genuine, lift each other up, laugh, have fun, and share life's experiences." Rogers' favorite memory is their senior trip to New York City, when they left the hotel, got lost, and had to ask a policeman for help. "Two country girls, immature and naive. It was so funny," laughed Rogers. "One of my favorite memories," Williford shared, "our senior year at Portal High School, 1955, our basketball team made it to playoffs. We convinced Rogers' dad to take us to the game in Macon, and he did. True friendship is a treasure to cherish." Rogers and Williford lived a few miles apart growing up, followed different paths, and faced life's changes together. Now in their late 80s, they live a few houses apart, check in on each other, and embody the lasting beauty of friendship. Through faith, trust, and laughter, their enduring friendship continues to inspire generations to come. Thank you for being a friend.